98.1 KZE. It's MK with you. In the studio with me is Maura Sullivan. She is the president of the Red Hook Education Foundation. And you guys have a really cool event coming up on Friday. So thank you for coming to talk about it, Maura.
Yes, we're having a party at the Spiegel Tent. We're calling it this year as a masquerade ball. And we're serving dinner from Savona's. There'll be a bar with plenty of drinks.
Of course.
DJ from Lenny Tofu from JTD Productions.
Shout out.
Yeah. And basically, it's all about community getting together to support the schools.
Yeah. So it's a great cause. But yeah, let's take this point by point here, because first of all, Masquerade Ball is a great theme. How heavy are you going on it? Are you all going to be in full mask regalia? Are you encouraging folks to dress up?
Well, we're totally encouraging folks to dress up, but it's, you know, it's absolutely not required.
Okay.
I will definitely be wearing a mask, but yeah, we really want people this year to really, you know, get just dress up fancy. A lot of times people will come casual to this, so we're really encouraging people to get more fancy and kind of interpret masquerade ball any way they want.
I think that's so much fun. I personally love a costume party or a theme party, and I feel like masquerade ball is a really good one because you don't have to spend a bunch of money to, you know, make a cool effect, you know, and it's just so much fun when everybody actually participates and like shows up in theme.
Absolutely. Last year we did Dance Through the Decades, and it was the 70s through the 90s, and really people ran with it. It was so much fun to see all the different attire that people had on, especially some of the 70s outfits were really cool.
So this is Friday night at the Spiegel Tent at Bard, which if you have never been to the Spiegel Tent, it is such a unique space and really beautiful. It's so obviously it's like a round, you know, it's a Spiegel Tent.
right. Which is actually, it's literally really a tent that they set up on site every year. And it's just amazing. It is so gorgeous. I was actually just in there a little while ago, and it's all sparkly, you know, mirrors. It's really big too.
It's big, and you know, when you say tent, like, don't think of like a wedding tent that somebody would set up, but like a big dark tent with these wooden booths around the edges, and it's really atmospheric, and it feels like you're in a different decade.
It absolutely does feel like you're in a really special place, like an alternate universe kind of.
Yeah, which totally works with the theme and works with just that sense of like just this really being an occasion.
Absolutely, yeah. It just really it brings so much to the table, and we've been so lucky. Bard has been letting us use that space for the last 12 years. Every year we're you know, they let us use it rent free, and we really appreciate that a lot.
Maura Sullivan is my guest. She's the president of the Red Hook Education Foundation. Will you tell us a little bit about what the foundation does?
So what we do is we fundraise to provide grants and funding for different projects and initiatives within the school district. So we also have something called a Student in Need Fund, in which we provide funding for, you know, for students who may not have the ability to buy eyeglasses or pay for tuition to go to DCC, Dutchess Community College, that kind of thing. We've funded so many different grants. There's a group in the high school called the Robotics Team that we've funded for them to buy equipment and also for them to travel to like the World Championships. And we also are the sponsor for the garden program at Red Hook. There's a garden, Millard Garden, with an actual garden instructor. And we help out with that as well. We just do a lot of things for the schools. It's really cool.
Getting kids access to programs that they wouldn't have access to otherwise. And it's so important for kids to be, you know, able to try different things like that and see what clicks. And, you know, like that could really help them find their passion and their path in life.
That's absolutely right. On our mission, you know, we talk about providing excellence and equity. So we really look to fund projects that give opportunities to all types of students across the board. One of the things that we fund is a summer academy, which they do every year for the high school students. And it's a 3-week period where they do courses that are free for all Red Hook students. And they can, you know, range from SAT prep to, you know, Shakespeare to sewing to automotive tech. So, yeah, I mean, and it's just free for any of the students who want to participate, which is great.
That's awesome. This is the Red Hook Education Foundation that we're talking about. And this Friday, it's a 6:30 to 10:30. Is
yes,
that about right?
6:30 to 10:30. Yep.
At the Spiegel Tent at Bard College, there's a masquerade ball to benefit the Red Hook Education Foundation, which you've just heard all of the incredible work they're doing right here in Red Hook. You know, I love a good grassroots organization. And there's a silent auction.
But yes, we have a silent auction. Actually, tonight I'll be heading over to one of the other board members' house to put everything together. So it should be a lot of cool stuff, a lot of stuff that local stores and businesses have donated, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We get such great support from this local community. It's such an awesome community that we live in here in Red Hook.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate.
Really is. And can you give us a sneak peek of like any of the items that are going to be on offer?
One of the things that is from Kingston Fine Jewelry, there's some really beautiful jewelry.
Oh, wow.
I'm not in charge of that, so I don't know of all of the items. But Crow's Nest donated a beautiful bag with a whole bunch of cool items in it that right here in downtown Red Hook. And, we have a couple of, restaurants that have, some from Rhinebeck that have donated, gift certificates. So a whole variety of stuff.
That's wonderful. That's this Friday, the 21st, 6:30 p.m. Is it better to buy tickets ahead of time?
Yes, we prefer they buy tickets ahead of time, and they can be purchased actually at the Fisher Center box office.
Oh, great.
So Bard has really been very supportive with us for this, you know, the whole event. And they've actually promoted it for us a bit and just makes ticket sales so much easier.
Yeah.
You can just go to the Fisher Center website.
Perfect. The Fisher Center website has the tickets. And how much are tickets?
They're $120.
Yeah, which is because it's a benefit.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we have costs involved, too. So, yeah. You know, if you want to, yeah, we would like to make it a little more accessible.
No. This is a gala. Like, I feel like people know how this works, right? Yeah, like, you pay a premium for an awesome party, and you know that, you know, it's going to a great cause and supporting your community and kids in the community and getting them access to educational opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise have. And you get a slamming party out of the bargain.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have a lot of great sponsors, too. Romeo Automotive Group, his big sponsor, and actually will be providing free rides home afterward.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
if you can get a ride there, then your ride home's set.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can just leave your car there and pick it up the next day.
Genius.
Yeah.
Bard won't tow your car.
And also, just to mention, we always have an honoree at the event also. This year, the honoree's name is Mike McCrudden, and he was a social studies teacher at the high school he graduated last year. He retired last year. We're honoring him because he was a fabulous teacher, but also he was the coordinator for the International Baccalaureate program at the high school many years, which is one of the fantastic educational opportunities that the Red Hook Schools offers.
Yeah.
So, and he's just a great guy. And he plays the bagpipes every year at graduation.
Oh, cool. Morris Sullivan is my guest. We're talking about the Masquerade Ball this Friday to benefit the Red Hook Educational Foundation. That is Friday the 21st, 6:30 to 10:30. You can go to the Fisher Center's website to buy your tickets ahead of time. There will be a catered dinner, DJ dance party, and it's masquerade themed. So please, if you're going to do this, go all out. Go for it.
Yeah, you can also go to our website, theredhookeducationfoundation.com, and there's a link from our website to get to the ticket purchasing site at the Fisher Center as well.
Wonderful. And silent auction as well. Just shout that out again.
And also, we actually are having a wine pull, which is a lot of fun. So we sell raffle tickets. And so Cipriles is helping supply us with wine for that.
They have really nice wines there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun things going on.
Yeah. Well, Maura, thank you so much for coming in. Anything we missed about the event?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered everything.
And nailed it.
So much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Here is some appropriate music for it. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children, 98.1 KZE.